The Democratic Alliance notes the proposals announced yesterday by the Minister of Justice and the National Director of Public Prosecutions aimed at strengthening the Investigating Directorate Against Corruption, or IDAC. While any genuine attempt to improve South Africa's capacity to investigate and prosecute serious corruption is welcome, the measures announced simply do not go far enough. They seek to repair an institution whose credibility has been fundamentally undermined by the deeply disturbing evidence emerging daily before the Madlanga Commission. The reality with which we are faced is that the systemic failures now being exposed did not arise overnight. They flourished under the noses of the very leadership now proposing reforms. If allegations of improper relationships, compromised investigative processes, and interference are borne out, they reveal institutional failures that should have been detected and addressed long ago before they reached this point. The crisis also cannot be reviewed in isolation. Over the past several years, the criminal justice system has witnessed an alarming procession of senior officials being suspended, dismissed, forced to resign, subjected to disciplinary proceedings or criminal prosecution across key institutions responsible for combating crime and corruption. From the NPA to crime intelligence, the Hawks and now IDAC, the pattern is unmistakable. These are not isolated incidents. They are symptoms of a criminal justice system suffering from deep institutional decay. The DA has consistently argued that South Africa requires a genuinely independent anti-corruption commission established in accordance with the Constitution and enjoying the institutional and operational independence necessary to investigate and prosecute grand corruption without fear, favor, or prejudice.